This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And the Expressway means we go commercial free all the way up until 8 o'clock here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Shreefar, Jay Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt, who right after his four-hour show yesterday went on over to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco to bring you the very latest on the Cowboys. We will chop it up with Ralph James at 7:40 this morning.
Yeah, let's dive into some of this audio. Earlier today, we already played some Clayton Adams. We'll get into some of that a little bit later on, the new offensive coordinator. I wanted to play some of these cuts, though, from their new defensive line coach, Aaron Whitecotton. And he was one of the more, I thought, interesting people we talked to yesterday in terms of the way that he was a little more. Yesterday, you would get some guys who'd say, hey, what are you planning on doing with this guy? Or what do you think of this here or there? And they go, it's so early. We're still figuring things out. I can't even really commit to any scheme thoughts right now. I can't really answer anything like that right now. Aaron Whitecotton was willing to just kind of go into some detail about some of the different things that he thought and some of the different philosophies that he had. So I thought some of this was pretty good. This is cut 23 here. This is Aaron Whitecotton talking about his vision for Micah, which should make RJ Choppy pretty happy. Mm.
Mike is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, premier player, and my vision for him is a sack the quarterback. That's my vision for him. So that will be our focus and our goal for him to do what it takes to help the team win and at the same time pressure the quarterback on a consistent basis. And he's really done that since he's been here in the NFL at a very high level, and I expect to see the same.
And we heard some similar stuff from Eberflus yesterday. It doesn't sound like there's going to be much disguising with Micah. Micah's just going to rush.
Hell yeah. I think, people get wrapped up in sack numbers. Fans especially get wrapped up in sack numbers. Pressure is just as important.
Yeah.
You pressure the quarterback, you get them off their timing, you get them, not being able to plant their front foot, you get weak throws, you get turnovers in the secondary. Pressure is, if you were to tell me I was getting five sacks in a game, but that was the only pressure I was getting, or I was getting zero sacks and 10 pressures, you might not go that far, but like you're getting close to being the same. Like I might just take the 10 pressures, no sacks.
I mean, Sean keeps saying that I keep becoming more and more like Dan Orlovsky, that we're morphing into the same person. You're morphing into Michael Lombardi more and more every day, because that has been Michael Lombardi's contention for a long time is, screw sacks, I want pressure. I want to force turnovers. I want to force, reckless decisions from the other team. A sack, like especially in today's NFL, sacking somebody on first down gives you second and 18, and today's NFL players pick up that first down.
Absolutely.
So yeah, you guys are the same.
Look, I mean, Michael has fair points. He also, I think he's just a gatekeeper. That's my issue with him.
He also knows who John Connally is, the former governor of Texas.
Yeah, I know who John Connally is. I know who Governor Connally is. Okay, there's a difference.
Yeah, there you go.
I know John.
This is cut 24. This was a good question. They were, right after you talked about Micah, Babe was joking with him a little bit, like, was that a just demand for you before you take this job? Was Micah's got to be on the defensive line? So they're joking around about it. But Babe had asked him, he said, how are you supposed to kind of game plan and spend this time getting your scheme together when you don't know which of your defensive linemen are even coming back?
We always have all these conversations about what the team looks like with this guy, with that guy. I really trust in the Jones family and Mr. McClay to do that and get the right people on the boat. The biggest thing that we go through right now is we give them a vision for what we're looking for. You know, give them, here are the traits that we love, here are the things that are important to us, and then we count on them to do a great job, and they have drafting and a free agency here of getting those type of, and just having that open communication so we're all on the same page about what we're looking for and what we want. That's the biggest thing, and it's been awesome.
Where's this guy from?
Where did he coach originally?
No, like, where is he from? Because I'm hearing a...
He sounds like Carter Freeman.
I'm hearing some guy. No, I'm hearing some Louisiana with...
Oh, that's a good point.
I detected a Persian accent.
I'm hearing a guy. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look. He was... So he's been around.
Guarantee is somewhere in the South.
Certainly. I'm going to have to look it up here, but I'll find out where he's from. But surely it's going to have to be, we'll see how good your accent game is. Okay. But to mention that there, he talks about when he specifies, he says, meeting with the Joneses and Will McClay and giving them parameters. That's a big part of what Will McClay likes to do whenever they get a new coach in here. And the issue is usually they're swapping out, you know, because they're so stable with how which coaches they have here, they're swapping out one guy or two coaches or something like that. Swapping out an entire coaching staff now means that Will McClay's got to set up time for, I need each of these coaches to meet with everybody in the personnel department and share with them, here are my parameters. And so it's a ton of work. But the fact that Aaron Whitecotton is saying, hey, right now we're focusing a lot on giving them the things they need to go for a shopping list, sounds like the Cowboys are probably thinking, we might be losing some depth this offseason, and we might need to replenish it, and we need to know what they want.
Very disappointed in you, Sean. You were a, you said Louisiana, right?
Well, that's what, it sounds like my buddy from Louisiana.
Okay, I get you. Because you were a NASCAR guy.
Yeah, well, not by choice.
You were a NASCAR guy, and there is a very distinct.
North Carolina?
Charlotte accent. In the NASCAR world.
You know what? I don't know if that's that far off. You know, if I said it's a NASCAR accent, there you go.
You could have
that could be, you know, a little draw in there. There's a draw.
I mean, it's basically the South. I mean, it literally has North in the name, but you were kind of, I mean, I consider North Carolina the South, so it counts to me.
It's not I consider it. It is.
It is. all right. Next clip here. He talks about we're communicating what we want. And this was some of the stuff that I shared yesterday that seemed to get people intrigued about what they want to do. Asked Aaron Whitecotton, okay, well then what are you looking for in defensive linemen?
You know, we need explosive athletes. We need guys that that are change the line of scrimmage, and they're great versus the run, and they also affect the passer. So those are the biggest things that we look for in those, just these explosive athletes that play on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
You talk about effort being important for what you want to do. Is effort something you think you can coach out of people, or does that need to be a trait they already have?
I think there's a combination. You can always improve. But we can't bend on playing hard, and it's a consistent conversation from the first week in training camp until the week of the Super Bowl. Run to the ball. And I'm not talking about just like, you know, pretend like you're running to the ball, like sprint to the ball every time till your lungs are on fire, go back and do it again. And so there's a little bit of both. Like there's some people who just don't have it in them, and maybe they're just not right for us, but I think that's something that we can consistently work on. It will always be emphasized. I can promise you that.
Mm.
And that has been, I guess it shouldn't be surprising. Schottenheimer says culture. That's the biggest thing. That's the top line item for us. That's what we want to do. So I guess it shouldn't be surprising that yesterday the most common theme you got out of these coaches was that issue. Effort, motor, physicality. Like that was like, this is the top item we feel like we're having to drill into people right now.
So when I start off watching this, especially was the case growing up in Maryland, watching those Ravens defenses, the first week of the season, it always feels like teams, there's seven guys at the ball. There's eight guys at the ball. Everyone's running to the football. But can that take place, and is that taking place in week 5? Is it taking place in week 10? Is it taking place in week 15? Those Ravens...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
These teams, it always seemed like it took place. And one of these coaches had the comment yesterday. I loved it. And look, I feel like RJ chopped with a semi-eye roll here. All these guys are going to pretty much say the same thing. It doesn't matter who it is, where they come from, who they're coaching, where they're coaching. They're all talking about hustle and relentlessness and all that stuff that we sometimes fall in love with during an offseason, especially with new guys. But one of these coaches said, you're going to be judged by how close to the football you are at the end of the play. Yep. And I was like, oh! That's a generic thought, but I hadn't seen it like specified like that. I love that.
It's Bobby Carpenter's greatest trait. He never actually made the play, but he was always standing around the pile.
He was with Sean vacationing in Mexico alongside Tony Romo before a playoff game. Thanks, Bobby. That was actually the offensive line coach Connor Riley who mentioned that. And that quote you mentioned, this was the exact one. And this is because you're right. It sounds generic. It sounds general. But Connor Riley went a step forward and he didn't just say, this is what we want. He's flat out saying your value to this football team is going to be judged completely by it. The quote was, the measurement of value to this football team is going to be how close you are to the football when the play is dead. Because he said that is everything in terms of that's in your control. You giving effort and you being around is what's in your control. So if you're not controlling the things that you can control, we've got an issue.
And that's an offensive assistant saying about his players, yeah. Not a defensive. You're like, no. 999 times out of 1,000, that's a defensive coach saying you're going to be judged with how close to the football you are, not an offensive line coach.
Yeah, and that's exactly the type of mentality that I think clearly, based on hearing all the assistants talk yesterday, that's what Schottenheimer drilled into them is, hey, this is what I want. This is what you guys need to coach up, which is a cousin or a function of a team that has strong culture and strong makeup. And that's what Schottenheimer clearly had highlighted. And so getting that, and I think tapping into potentially some of these college head coaches or these college coaches or some of these younger coaches, he's trying to tap into some of that more, upbeat, aggressive, energetic spirit. We all had talked about when Robert Saleh was interviewed for the job of like, well, what if this is for defensive coordinator? And I think everybody seemed to be pretty on board with the idea of Robert Saleh coming in here and being the defensive coordinator wouldn't be a bad thing. Aaron Whitecotton has coached with Robert Saleh for a number of years. He was with him with the Jets. He had been with him with the 49ers. So he was asked about the biggest thing that he learned from Robert Saleh.
The style of defense is the most important thing. Attacking, you know, great fundamentals. We do all the little things at a high level, very detailed. We may not do a million different defenses, but we do them at a high level. We do them detailed. I think that's the biggest thing is our style of play, our violence, our effort, our passion, how fun we have playing football, and then just being detailed in everything that we're doing. That's critical. And it doesn't matter what team you're with or what your scheme is. That if you don't get those base things done, you ain't got a chance.
What are you asking those guys to do? Are they redirect? Do you attack? I mean,
attack front. So what you've seen from us in San Fran and with the Jets, we're attack front. And I want those guys to play on the other side of the line of scrimmage and get after people and play hard. We want to play hard, great effort, great violence, great passion.
So a lot of the times with Mike Zimmer, you would see defensive linemen, they're asked to read and react. It's different play styles. The San Francisco, the Saleh, D'Amico, Rhines, that whole ideology is more about attack front is just break through the line of scrimmage as fast as you can, disrupt everything. Get upfield. Where it can cause some issues, it did with Rod Marinelli at times, was when they would get so far upfield so quickly, it created running lanes for quarterbacks. In an era of mobile quarterbacks, it allows for bigger gash plays in that sense. But that's why San Francisco, the Jets, they don't blitz. They send four guys, and they say, we're going to win with four guys. And if you look at consistently when defensive lines have been had big impact moments in Super Bowls in recent years, like you think of
it's all four.
What the Giants did against the Patriots, what the Eagles did this year, it's winning with four.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big
cheat code.
That is a big fundamental for them. And so they've got to get the right guys in there. And so they're clearly looking at who actually matches up with this style of we've got to get upfield, we've got to attack, because right now, those guys may not be on the defensive line, even some of the guys you have under contract. Mozzie Smith might not be a perfect fit for this. Now, there was some positive things said yesterday about him. In fact, Stephen Jones had said at Senior Bowl that part of what they wanted to hear from Matt Eberflus when they interviewed him was specifically, what are your plans for Mozzie? Like, how are you going to get this out of him? And so that's definitely something that's highlighted. And Eberflus had mentioned yesterday, and like I said, we've got a lot of audio to get through this week, but Eberflus had mentioned yesterday, said he loved Mozzie coming out when he was evaluating him with the Bears. And so he says, I see a skill set that I think I can work with. And honestly, I think that's a skill set that Mozzie has that Rod Marinelli would have really liked, that Rod Marinelli would have really pushed for. And that's where Eberflus really got a lot of his ideology and a lot of his different thoughts. But Aaron Whitecotton, it's clear, they're going to next year. There's not going to be a whole bunch of ridiculous blitzing. Those double A gap blitzes from Zimmer, done. The extra rusher that Quinn would send, occasionally, that's done. This is going to be one of the lower blitzing teams in the NFL next year. And that's why Micah Parsons is going to be on the defensive line in all likelihood, is because that's where they got to get their pressure from him.
Bobby Bell putting in all the extra homework, radio show 4 hours, the only full-time sports talk host, then putting in all that work, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco as our Cowboys insider.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.